Just a few years ago, Tennessee was scrambling to combat sex trafficking. Now, it's a leading state in the fight. There have been 36 new laws in the past 4 years, including several measures that take effect today. The new laws include money for more special agents assigned to investigate sex traffickers for the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. And for the first time, TBI will have the power to conduct electronic wiretapping. Until now, that kind of surveillance has only been allowed for the most serious murders, drug dealing, and gang crimes. The TBI's Margie Quinn says it's a tool that agents need.
With the advent of websites that are strictly geared towards selling women and children for sex, being able to combat that through electronic authority will be, I think, very beneficial.
In the past 4 years, Tennessee has increased jail time for sex traffickers, given new protections to victims, and even gone after gangs that deal in trafficking. Starting today, victims who were children will now have a longer time frame to come forward against their abusers, as long as 25 years once they become adults. Senator Bill Ketron of Murfreesboro supported the change.
Oftentimes, minors don't even realize that they have become a victim of the crime until well after they turn the age of 18.
Some national groups now rank Tennessee's trafficking penalties among the toughest anywhere. They say that with this crackdown, the next challenge will be how to help the growing number of victims who are coming out of trafficking. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.